All right. Speaking of Roger, Craig, very happy to welcome Roger to the show, Coast to Coast, Border to Border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And Roger, this time of year when we get to Super Bowl time, do you think back to Super Bowl 19, 23, and 24, and it seems like yesterday, or do those Super Bowls seem like years away?
Well, the funny thing, I was doing a show with Boomer Esiason today, and we were ragging him about the 25th anniversary, you know, of Super Bowl 23. So he wasn't too happy that I was on the show, you know, reminding him, you know, about that game, you know. So, yeah, it's kind of cool, you know, to know that, you know, you played in three Super Bowls and you make impacts and you win. And that's even making even that much more better because, you know, then you're kind of etched into history for life, you know, forever, you know. So every time they show a Super Bowl, you're going to be mentioned in that, and that's your legacy. And I thought, you know, my teams that I played on, you know, we built a beautiful legacy, you know, with Bill Walsh, you know, being, you know, the head coach and creating the West Coast offense and having a guy like Joe Montana lead us and all those Super Bowls, which, I mean, four that that he played in, but the three that I played in, for sure. You know, he's a great leader, just like Peyton Manning is for Denver Broncos. I kind of see the same similarities in that aspect.
Roger Craig is here for Ballpark, and we'll get to that in just a second. But, Roger, you mentioned some of your teammates, and when you think about it, and you were a huge contributor, but you're playing with arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, the greatest wide receiver of all time, the greatest safety of all time, the greatest coach of all time. I mean, it's amazing that all these things came together and you have arguably the greatest at all those positions in the history of the league.
Yeah, you know, it was awesome that, you know, we have, like, some of the best players that played on our team, like Jerry Rice, you know, Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott, you know, Fred Dean, all these guys. But we weren't really thinking about how great we were, and all we were trying to do is how can we win the next game. We didn't even realize that we were making history, you know, at the time. We didn't know we were making history. We're the team of our decade, the 80s. And, you know, of course, I made an all-decade team as well. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that I was making history when I was doing those things. I was just, you know, trying to, you know, our motto was to win every game. You know, Eddie DeBartolo brought this special, unique ownership type of mentality that, you know, never give up attitude. And you know, and we just, you know, responded to him. You know, he set the bar high for Bill Walsh, and Bill Walsh set the bar high for us to win. You know, so we all stepped up to the plate. We all had roles that we played, and we were just like one heartbeat.
Now, Roger, I'm a lifelong Raider fan, and you played 1 year for the L.A. Raiders, and, of course, Ronnie came over as well at one point. But what was that 1 year like? Because, obviously, it's a huge—
It was beautiful. It was really beautiful. You know, Al Davis is a legendary owner, coach, commissioner. You know, this guy did it all. You know, and to be in his presence was historic. You know, we made the playoffs, you know, and, you know, it kept my streak alive. You know, I never missed a playoff ever in my life. I played 11 consecutive playoffs as a player and never missed a playoff. I never been on a losing team. So, yeah, it, you know, it was a great experience for me to be in a Raiders family. But even just for that 1 year, and they matter of fact, we do business with them today. I work for a software company, Nicole Software, and they use our app, you know, our technology for social and loyalty and just monetizing their, you know, the fans' behavior. That's our software that we use and that they're using. So yeah, so it's a great you know organization for them to, you know, to treat me as one of them. It's truly a blessing.
Roger Craig is with us. A couple more questions for Roger. And I always ask, and I know I'm maybe putting you on the spot, when I get an old Raider on, now that Al's no longer with us, do you have an Al story personally you can tell us about?
Yeah, Al Davis is so funny. You know, he would go up to players, to, like, you know, star players, go up to him, and he would kind of nudge him and say, you know, you want to be a Raider. You know, you want to be a Raider, you know. And once you are a Raider, Once a Raider, always a Raider. That's why, even though I had that 1 year there, but still, they treat me like I was one of their family. And a couple years ago, they're honoring Al Davis's birthday. And, he had passed away.
That's the 4th of July.
Mark Davis brought us all out. And that's why I saw Jim Harbaugh. He was there because I guess he's the quarterback coach there. And Tom Rathman, a bunch of other players. They invited all the players that impacted the Raiders family. And it was really a cool thing. It was a weekend thing that we all got together. We had camaraderie. We just, meetings. And John Madden was the MC of, giving respect to Al Davis, what your greatest experiences were. And we all took mics and talked about it. It was really a great job. Mark Davis is amazing to create something like that. And so a lot of respect for him in that aspect.
All right, very good. One more.
But you got to give my boy, you got to give my company that I'm working for out here, Ballpark Brand, you got to give them some little love right now. I'm here because of that, here in New York. And we're promoting the new flame grill turkey patty, burgers, and they're pretty amazing. The taste, like charred taste when you put it in the microwave. You put it in for a couple minutes, and it tastes like it came off the grill. So it's pretty amazing burger.
Well, I remember when we were kids, they had the commercial, Ballpark Franks. Ballpark Franks.
Ballpark Franks. Ballpark Franks. Yeah, I know the commercial.
They don't have that anymore. They should bring that back.
Well, they got a new commercial now. It's more, advanced. I just saw it the other day. All I can remember is America food. It's America food. So Ballpark, doing a really good job of conveying that message out to the mass. And the new flame grilled turkey patties, they're off the charts. They're really, really good tasting.
All right, very good. One more question for you, Roger. And I was just saying that, Peyton Manning is his third bowl, and he's been around some 17 years. I don't think he's going to be very intimidated. I don't think Russell Wilson will be intimidated, but I think second year out of college, those bright lights might affect him just a little bit, because sometimes a team is just happy to get there. The other team has, maybe a little bit more impetus that they have to win it all. I don't know who's going to win this game. It's going to be very close. I am picking Denver. How do you see it?
Well, I think Peyton Manning's window is getting close to close right now. So I think he knows how valuable this game is and how tough it is to get to this part. So I know that he's going to give it his all because, he don't know if he's going to be back next year or the year after. So he's got to take advantage of his opportunity. He's going to win this second Super Bowl. And I like his journey better than the other quarterbacks. And he's more experienced. The guy knows his analytics about the game, when the defenses, when they give him different looks, he dissects those defenses and take it to another level and find a way to, disrupt and dislocate the defense on his play calling. So he's going to be fine, and he's just going to take his team down and control the clock. And Marino, the running back, is going to play a big role in that. So he's going to be fine. I think they're going to win 24-17.
That's interesting. I had him 21-17, so we're pretty close. We've been speaking with Roger Craig, and remember to go to facebook.com/ballparkbrand. And Roger is, if not the greatest, one of the greatest two-way threats out of the backfield in NFL history. Roger, can't thank you enough for your insights.
Thanks.
Okay, man.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Don't forget to get the new flame grilled turkey burgers. You got to go get yourself some, man.
All right. I'm going to
stock your freezer up.
As soon as you hang up, I'm going to get some.
Okay, you go ahead and get some? Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Guy.
All right, Roger.
There you go. All right.